Hello, welcome, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Lindsay DePerry-Franz, Archetypal Evolutionary Astrologer, and this is my Astrological Flowcast for the week of May 9th to the 15th. Check out my New Moon in Taurus Astrological Attunement and Guided Meditation special virtual event coming up on Monday, May 10th. Details and the registration link are included in the video description. Today, I'll be covering the major astrological events for the coming week, energetic themes, and guidance for flowing with these influences, incorporating the day-to-day activations of the moon. This week, we have the new moon in Taurus, initiating a lunar cycle that will culminate with the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius at the end of the month. And the full moon eclipse is in many ways the peak of the eclipse season. We are currently in one of the two eclipse seasons for 2021. The second will be in the fall. And eclipses represent peaks of energetic intensity. They can show up as tension, turning points, shifts in relationships, or the beginnings of new chapters. The new moon will happen on Tuesday afternoon. And the major activation with this new moon is going to be through the conjunction to the black moon Lilith. So we'll have the sun, moon, and the black moon all aligned at this time. Now, Lilith can be somewhat of a dark energy, and her activation with this new moon indicates that we need to be very mindful and cautious of what we are energetically calling in for ourselves right now. Lilith is seen by many as a dark influence. Of course, with any archetype, with any heavenly body, there is a range of potential expression. There's light and shadow. There's high and lower vibration expressions. And with Lilith, it's the same. But Lilith can be her pull can be very tempting into those lower vibrations, into operating from a sense of fear primarily, or resentment, or feeling as an outsider, feeling marginalized, not feeling a sense of belonging. So it's going to be very important to navigate between the high and low vibration expressions of Taurus energy, especially at the beginning of this week, but also over the next 4 weeks as we move through the lunar cycle. So really understanding the astrology of this new moon is going to help provide that foundational layer for understanding the journey of the lunar eclipse that we're going to be moving through this month. So in its highest vibration expressions, Taurus is a symbol of peace and enjoying the sweetness of life. Taurus is a loyal friend and a sensual lover. It's grounded and connected with nature. Taurus energy is ruled by the planet Venus, a symbol of abundance. It represents the way we are endlessly nourished and nurtured by the earth and nature. At its best, these vibes operate from a deep sense of love, self-worth, and deserving. Taurus energy receives and appreciates life, and it also uses its gifts to go out and chase after its ambitions, to fulfill itself in new ways. So it has the sense of gratitude and appreciating what it has, and then always operating from that sense of abundance in order to grow or to fulfill itself in new ways and achieve new forms of success. So the essence of Taurus energy is very much about mindset. That's where we get really to the core and the heart of this archetype. And from there, how we approach life. Now, the black moon Lilith is going to be complicating this Taurus new moon. And again, representing that potential to be pulled into lower vibration expressions of energy, where we do not feel a sense of abundance, and instead where we may feel a deep sense of scarcity. And this can show up as the feeling of not having or being enough. This can be extremely intense. It can manifest a deep sense of fear, competition, or jealousy, being fiercely stubborn or pessimistic, being closed off to new opportunities, being closed off to new ideas, new ways of thinking, not wanting to move out of your comfort zone in any way, shape, or form. So if you are feeling this way, it's highly recommended to examine your own core beliefs around abundance versus scarcity, or the belief or the narrative underlying a perception of scarcity, or feelings of pessimism, which can close you off to new opportunities. The more you can do this now, the more it can help you move through this lunar cycle, because these challenges, these themes are going to become greater and greater sources of tension as we approach the full moon eclipse later this month. I'm going to be exploring this energy in more depth on Monday in a special virtual event, including a guided meditation to really tune into the essence of Taurus energy, how it operates within the psyche, and again, how we can reframe our relationship with this energy where we need to, and tune into a deeper sense of abundance and resilience. We will be exploring scarcity mindset in more depth, as well as the ways that you can recognize how it's influencing your life and your relationships, and also gaining perspective to how it's showing up in our society at large, in the collective. So check out the details in the video description for more information on how you can register. I would love to see you there and to share this special offering with you. So this week begins on an energetic low note. The moon will be balsamic as we open the week, which is the last stage before it renews at the new moon. Sunday and Monday before the new moon on Tuesday are going to be about cleansing, washing away any remnants of the last lunar cycle, resetting, rest, and reflection. The early days of this week are definitely a time for putting things in order in your life, in your surroundings, and also in your relationships where it may be needed. This is a great time for self-care, being gentle with yourself, perhaps staying close to home, and doing whatever it is that serves you best to nurture your mind, body, and spirit. The new moon will happen sometime between 12 and 3 p.m., depending on where you are, if you are in North America. And the new moon is the time of the month for setting or reaffirming your intentions. And we'll be doing some intention setting together in Monday's new moon event. From the time of the new moon on Tuesday until Friday, around midday on Friday, it's also a wonderful time for doing what you love, tuning into your own intuitive guidance, being inspired, perhaps having an impulse that you just chase, and really following your passions. So have some fun during this time. This midweek energy is going to be very expansive, especially as the moon moves into Gemini on Wednesday. It's reaching out in all directions. It's spontaneous, curious, and seeking stimulation through connection with other people or by learning something new. These vibes have the potential to spark new awakenings, new social connections, and possibly also some intriguing new opportunities, especially as we're in the influence of the eclipse season now. Thursday, we have an exciting and powerful and mysterious shift of Jupiter into Pisces. So this is a shift into a water sign. Jupiter represents expansiveness, new beginnings, spiritual growth, luckiness, and new opportunities. So this energy really represents the opportunity to grow and evolve through a deepened connection with spirit. And Jupiter is going to be in Pisces until the end of July. And then we'll retrograde back into Aquarius and then come back into Pisces later this year. So this is an initial taste of that activation of Jupiter in Pisces, but it will also influence the eclipses. This energy can show up as heightened intuition, expanded levels of awareness, the desire to transcend mundane day-to-day routines, or the quest for deeper meaning in your life. Pisces represents the dream world and vivid imagination. It expresses itself through the language of poetry and other art forms. On Friday, the moon will come into Cancer, so another water sign. So we'll have activations of both Cancer and Pisces here. And this is where we're really going to get a powerful dose of that water element energy and a real taste of Jupiter and Pisces. That energy will be amplified by the moon being in another water sign. This can be a great time for channeling creative energy, expressing emotions or profound concepts through any and all art forms. However, we are also going to have an activation of Mars in Cancer, which is making uncomfortable aspects to both Chiron and Saturn this week. So this energy can feel kind of moody and also constrained, frustrated in some way. It can be extremely emotional. It can show up as an intense feeling of desire and longing. This is the experience of Cancer, this energy of longing and that pull on the emotions, the pull on the heartstrings. You may also feel very sensitive to any negative energy around you because your intuitive senses will be heightened. And this is that influence of both Jupiter and Pisces. It's Jupiter and Pisces is very sensitive to energy, to energetic influences. Again, very intuitive. And Cancer is also very intuitive. Jupiter in Pisces creates a powerful portal of connection to the divine realm. The ability to access wisdom through the crown and third eye chakras. And so you yourself during this time are going to be an open channel for intuitive messages. And so it's going to be really important to pay attention to how you're treating your body over the next several months so that you can really process what's coming in. There's a calling almost for a sense of purity so that we don't get overwhelmed by the intensity of what we may be receiving now and so that we can keep it at a high vibration. Remember, this energy has the potential to bring you expanded awareness, a bigger picture perspective to the ways in which we are all connected, and a deeper sense of compassion and love for all humankind. Again, these are the very, very high vibration expressions of Pisces energy. And we want to be able to receive that by treating the vessel, our own body temple, as well as we possibly can. So it can be a calling to address any unhealthy habits or to do what you can to improve your health and well-being. Now, heavier expressions of this transit are going to be melancholy and especially the desire to numb out or escape overwhelming feelings, overwhelming emotions that just shut down our psychological hard drive. You know, when we can't compute the power and intensity of feeling, we may just want to shut down or numb out. So this is the shadow expression of Pisces energy. And it's important to be aware because this can absolutely be showing up. Avoidance, not wanting to communicate, not wanting to connect. Because the feeling when we open up that channel to love, we're also opening ourselves up to intense sadness, intense fear, the whole range of emotions. And again, towards the end of the week, the sensitivity is going to be especially heightened. Also, issues that have been operating below the surface, which may be depression or other mental health issues, may come to the surface now. Unhealthy dynamics in relationships may also be exposed by this energy. Noticing where you are pouring your energy out too much and not holding healthy boundaries for yourself. When Pisces energy is strong, we absolutely need to manage our boundaries because Pisces is that energy of merging with all other beings and it pours itself out or it can be so open that it's not able to protect itself. It's just receiving any and all energy from all around it. So we need to protect that sensitivity. The last few days of the week can be very supportive of spending time alone just to process what's coming up. Remember, Jupiter brings important revelations, an expansion of awareness, and a calling to evolve what's not working in our lives. And again, this can be setting the tone for that journey that we're going to be going through over the next several weeks as we move through the eclipse season. So once again, if you would like to learn more about the astrology of this new moon, tuning into Taurus energy, setting intentions with the new moon, check out my special event coming up on Monday, May 10th. Details and registration link are included in the description. I'm also offering a more in-depth spring-summer astrology attunement workshop later in May. So please subscribe to my newsletter to stay connected and updated of all of my upcoming events. And I'll put the link also in the description. If you haven't already, please subscribe or follow my feed to stay connected. So that's it for this week. Thank you again for joining and wishing you a wonderful week.